But we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we want to get to the word on this morning. So I want to look at verse number 13 with me, and we're going to read down to verse number 18. Amen. We bless the Lord this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we give you praise and thanks one more time. And we thank you, God, for who you are.
Yes.
You are our God. Beside you, there is none other.
Yes.
And God, we come before you today desiring to hear your voice.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you are a speaking God. You are a communicating God. And Father, we ask that you will speak a word unto us on this morning.
Yes.
Father, bless us with a listening ear. Bless us with a receptive heart. Bless us, O God, to receive the word with gladness and with joy. But most of all, God, bless us to receive the word with understanding. And Father, we thank you right now for answering our prayer and for speaking words of life and faith and strength unto us, speaking a word in season that we need right now. And Father, we just give you the praise. Father, I ask you, Lord, to look upon me and give me your strength. Word my mouth in the name of Jesus Christ, that the word that I speak will be like the Lord Jesus' words himself, spirit and life, that they may quicken us in our faith and bring us into the promises of God. Father, we thank you right now. And Father, we join our faith in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We resist the enemy right now. We resist the spirit of distraction. We resist the spirit of fatigue. We resist anything and all things, God, that will attempt to hinder and interfere with your word going forward right now. We bind the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now that angels are loose from your throne to minister unto us as you minister your word. And Father, we bless you for all the deposits that shall be made for changing us. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
So 2 Corinthians, we just read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Our title today is simply this: Speak Up. Amen. Speak up. Amen. Speak up. Listen, I remember when I was a kid, my parents and other adults would tell me, as I was a young boy growing up and getting older, and that they, you know, I heard things like, you better speak up.
Right.
I'm sure you've heard that too. You better speak up. And usually that was told to you when, you know, here you are, you may want something as a little kid or whatever, and you're sitting there, you don't say anything, you know, and then, oh, you want another piece of bread? Well, you better speak up. You know why they told you that? Parents told you that? Because they knew something. If you didn't learn to speak up, glory, oh, glory to God. See, this world's not going to speak up for you.
That's right. That's
and so
right.
They knew when you left the comfort of the house, if you were not comfortable in the house to ask for certain things, you weren't going to ask for it out there.
That's right.
And since this world doesn't owe you anything,
that's right,
and it's not going to give you anything, what our parents said, you better speak up.
Yeah.
But they knew if you didn't speak up, you have to, you know, people would take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, they took your authority. Oh, where's your bike? Well, I left it to Johnny. Well, where is it? He still has it. Well, you better go get your bike.
Exactly.
Well, you better
speak up. Because if you don't speak up, then if you didn't speak up, people would take advantage of you.
Yes, right.
Right? How many of you have learned those lessons, amen? That listen, some of us had to learn them and learn them and learn them. Because see, when you started to speak up, you started to speak, you didn't always choose holy words.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes you didn't always have a holy attitude when you spoke up.
Amen.
Sometimes your neck got the going. Well, anybody, you don't know what I'm talking about. I can't do that neck thing.
Women can do it.
Yeah, they can do that. Men can do it too. Yeah. I've seen some. So we had to learn how to speak up. There's a way to speak up. But see, and our parents will tell us things, and it has some application and some help to a point. But God is telling us this morning that we need to learn how to speak up because He wants to bring us to the highest level that we can go.
Yeah.
There's no limit on where we can go in God if we learn how to speak up the way God wants us to speak up.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
And you know, the last time we were here, amen, 2 weeks ago, amen, and God led us in the declaration, right? I believe God.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Right? I believe God.
Amen.
Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie.
Uh-huh.
Nor the Son of Man that he should repent.
Amen.
Hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Right.
I believe God. Why? Because God, we saw in Titus, amen, cannot lie.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I believe God. Why? Because we saw in Hebrews chapter 6, because it's impossible for God to lie.
Right.
I believe God.
Amen.
Why? Amen. Because with God, amen, there's no variableness. There's no, right? There's no variation or shadow of turning, James said. Amen. God is not a shifting shadow. He doesn't change position.
Right.
If God said something, God is going to do something.
Yeah.
And so because of this, God doesn't lie. He cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. He doesn't change his position on his promises. Because of that, we can stand flat-footed and say what? I believe God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now I want to add to that, amen, just one other scripture for you, amen. I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Psalm 89. We're going to look at verse number 34. Psalm 89 and verse 34. God says this. He says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. So what? We can believe God. Why? Because he's not a man that he should lie. Right? He cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. He's not going to shift his position on his promises. And here he says, my covenant will I not break.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to change the thing that he's already spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So now we say what? Right? We can look at all the things of God and the promises of God and say, what? I believe God. And if we are children of God, we need to believe God first and foremost. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if we turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we see Paul, amen, writing to the church at Corinth, amen, and right before verse number 13, Paul was talking about being troubled on every side. Anybody ever experienced trouble?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And Paul said we were troubled on every side. But not in distress. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. You cannot get to that point if you don't believe God.
Amen.
Right, that's right.
When the crush of life comes upon us, and it comes upon every one of us,
uh-huh.
You can't stand, I can't stand, we can't stand if we don't believe God.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Because this life, amen, is too much for us to handle on our own. But here's the wonderful thing. God never intended us to handle things alone.
That's right.
That's a trick of the devil, amen.
Yeah.
You can do this by yourself. The devil is a liar. God said it's not good for mankind, man and woman,
yeah.
to be alone.
That's right. That's right.
That's why he promises unto us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Why? Because I don't want you to be alone. When my father and my mother forsake me, the psalmist said, then the Lord will take me up.
Yeah.
Why? Because God's going to guarantee you will never be alone.
Yes.
We're not meant, we are not built to go at it alone. We are built to be part of a family. We are part built to be part of a community.
Yeah.
We're built to be a part of a people. And what the devil and what this world wants to do is separate us from the true source of our strength. Because God created these things, amen? He created marriage. He created family. He created the church so that we can have a place of restoration and renewal and replenishment.
Yeah.
And know what happens? People start going, but I don't need to go to church. Where did that come from? That comes from the enemy, because he knows if you come here, you can be replenished and restored and renewed. So know what he tells you? Oh, well, you can just stay home and watch TV. Or you can go and just look at nature from your backyard. Or you can go for a walk in the woods. If that was something that was beneficial to you, God would have put it in his word and told you that's what you need to do. But he didn't say that. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves.
That's right.
Amen.
And so we have these great promises from God, amen. But you know, we get troubled on it, but we're not by ourselves. And it's only through getting to a point where we have a strong relationship with God that we get through these challenges in our lives.
Yeah.
Now look what it says in verse number 13. It says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. And now he quotes the psalmist in Psalm 116 and 10. Amen. Where he says what? It says, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. And then Paul says, we also believe, and therefore speak. And this is where God is dealing with us now. Because see, 2 weeks ago, and I love the Lord. Because God wants to, God builds, you know.
Yeah.
He builds on top of what he's been saying. I love the Lord. Listen, if God said to me one day, you know, he's talking about the drums. The next day he's talking about cars. Then the next day he's talking about, you know, skyscrapers. And the next day he's talking about chocolate chip cookies. I don't know if I would know what he's talking about. Amen.
Yeah.
But how many of you know that God's a God of order? And look, God can put all that together and make some sense out of it. Don't get me wrong. But I love how the Lord speaks to us, because he speaks to us in a continuing conversation.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Yeah. And so here he told us, amen, I believe God.
Yes.
And now he brings us back 2 weeks later, amen, because, right? And he said what? I believe, therefore have I spoken. And what's he saying is that you, if you believe me, you need to be saying something.
Mm.
And that's why he's saying to us, you need to speak up.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Can we say this right here? There's no such thing as silent belief.
Amen.
Amen. You can't believe silently.
That's right.
What does the psalmist say? I believe what? Therefore have I spoken.
Yeah.
People who believe open up their mouth and say something.
Amen.
And then that's why the devil wants you to try to keep your mouth shut. Because he understands if you don't speak a thing, you will never have the thing.
That's right.
Amen. If we believe God, guess what we have to do? We have to open up our mouth and we have to speak up. Because believers believe, but also believers also speak. Amen. So there's no such thing as silent belief. Have you ever been like this, where you say, well, you know, you're really hoping on something, you're believing on something, and you say, I'm believing on this, but I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
And then you say that, just in case, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that works?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say anything. Mm. Listen, if you can't say it, you don't believe it.
That's right.
If you can't say it, you really don't believe it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
We said this before. It's a reason why when you go into court, you just can't nod your head and shake your head.
That's right.
Because if you do that, if the lawyer asks you a question, were you there on the night of December 15th? Right? And the judge will say, speak up. Amen? And if you don't speak up, the lawyer said, let the record show that the witness nodded her head up and down.
Yeah, right.
Because something needs to go in the record.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Something needs to go in the record to reflect your testimony. You just can't nod your head.
Yeah.
So how many of you know, you can't come into God's house and hear the word just...
Exactly.
You understand? Exactly. That's what too many Christians do. They want to nod their head to the word of God. And then they go home and don't say anything.
Yeah.
Then they go on the job and don't say anything.
Ouch.
Right? But you heard the word. We had a good word. You just say, well, the preacher preaches the word. And they even nod their head and they talk to you about it.
Taking notes, Pastor.
You understand?
Yeah.
We just can't nod our heads.
Amen.
You just can't mentally assent to the Word of God.
Right.
You and I have to speak the Word.
Yeah.
If you believe God, we just said that, right? I believe God. Why? Because He doesn't lie. He can't lie. Impossible for Him to lie. Amen. I believe God. He won't alter the thing that comes out of His mouth. Okay. Well, if you believe God, then you need to speak
up. Got it.
I believe, therefore, have I spoken. Amen. I want to turn with us to Hebrews chapter 13. I got that one. Hebrews chapter 13. God's going to change something in you today that's going to help you for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 13. Let's look at verses 5 and 6. I want to make sure we're all there. We're there?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. Hebrews chapter 13. We're going to look at verses 5 and 6. If we believe, amen, we must speak. Amen.
Amen.
Now watch this. It says, let your conversation or your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, this is God has said, amen, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now see how this works together, right? It says, God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And on the basis of God saying that, we now may boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Amen.
If God didn't say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, you couldn't say, the Lord is my helper.
Yeah.
If God didn't say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, you couldn't say, what shall I fear? What can man do unto me?
Amen.
But the only reason why you can say that is because God first said it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So God has said so that we may boldly say, and we got to get that part too. When God says something, He now empowers us to say something.
Yeah.
That's why we can't hear the word of God and then keep our mouth shut.
Yeah.
When God speaks a word to us, He's speaking a word of empowerment.
Mm.
Amen?
Yeah.
And He then wants us to take that word that we've heard and then walk in it, confess it, and speak it. What did He say to Joshua? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth,
but
you shall meditate therein, what? Day and night. And observe to do according to all that is written therein, but then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Who's going to make you prosperous? Well, I'm just waiting on my raise. God never said that your boss is supposed to prosper you. He said, you'll prosper yourself. If you keep my word in your mouth and meditate on it and confess it and speak it. Why? Because Jesus said, the words I speak are spirit and life.
Yeah.
The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So when God gives us His word, He's given us power.
Yeah.
And so here we are. God gives us power. power. Oh, glory to God. But we don't release the power. How do you release the power? By opening up your mouth and saying what God has said.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Now, we understand something in the natural, don't we? We understand that you can have, you paid your PSE&G bill. Anybody pay their PSE&G bill last night?
No.
Well, there's some candles over there, right? I think they got a sale. Right? But if you paid your light bill, you understand something. There's power in your house.
Yeah. Right.
And so when you come home and it's dark, with confidence, you flip the switch, don't you?
Yeah.
And you do it with full expectation that the lights are going to come on.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You don't do, oh, I hope my lights come on. Anybody turn on their light hoping it come on?
No.
Does anybody turn on their light hoping it comes on? No. You know, I'm going in, I flip the switch, you don't even think about it. You flip the switch, you just keep walking into a dark room, because you know the light's about to come on, don't you?
Yeah. Right.
There's a confidence in it. There's a confidence, there's a boldness in it. Right? The same thing with the Word of God. When God says something unto us, He says now we can boldly say it. So guess what? If God says unto you, amen, by His stripes you are healed.
Yeah.
You don't say, oh, I thank you, Lord, that by your stripes.
No.
No. You got to say it a certain way.
Yeah.
He said, I have said that you may what?
Boldly
say it.
Yeah.
I remember one time, amen, still up in a church, and we were declaring something. I forget what it was. It was some celebration, I think it was Easter. And we were declaring, we had led a group of men, and we were declaring, amen, that we were righteous. And somebody heard it and said, sound like y'all were bragging. Wow. See, because you're supposed to be, right? But here's the thing. We will boldly declare what God had already declared.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Right? But if the Bible says that He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say?
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what God has said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know what I say boldly?
Yeah.
I'm the righteousness of God.
That's right.
And if that offends somebody, that means you're not humble. Because my soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
Yeah.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Yeah.
So if what I'm saying offends you, then check out. You're not walking in humility.
That's right. That's right.
But see, I'm going to say what God, and I'm going to say it the way God said I should say it. I'm going to say it boldly.
Yeah.
Well, watch what the devil does. He teaches people in the church, we're just sinners saved by grace. Who said that? Where does the Bible have said that?
Doesn't say it.
Amen? Can I say this? Yeah, we're just sinners saved by grace. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said, I'm the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
Is that?
Mm-hmm. What do sinners do?
Sin.
Not hard. Right? Sinners sin.
Yeah.
So guess what? You go around saying, I'm a sinner saved by grace. No matter, no wonder you stumble so much.
Exactly.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You're speaking it out of your mouth. But what would change in your life if you would say, I am the righteousness of God in Him? And now the enemy comes saying, why don't you tell that person, I'm not doing that, why not? Because I'm the righteousness of God. Isn't that a better confession than, I'm just a poor sinner saved by grace?
God's right here.
I'm the righteousness of God. And you're supposed to speak it boldly, because the Bible even declares in Proverbs that the righteous are as bold as lions.
Amen.
You don't see no lion tiptoeing around the jungle, amen?
No, you don't.
And we should be tiptoeing around this place. How many of us are tiptoeing around? Amen? We're tiptoeing around. Well, I'm just believing on God. That don't sound like you believe it. Amen? So how do we speak? When God says to you to speak up, guess what? He says He wants you to speak up how? Boldly.
Yeah.
Boldly declare. How does He want you to come before the throne of grace? Boldly.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen.
That's the Lord.
And we can come boldly before the throne of grace. Mm-hmm. So everything about it is bold. So listen, when you speak up, don't be afraid to open your mouth. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, though. What are you going to say?
Right.
Well, we saw it. He has said, so that we may what? Boldly say. So know what you're boldly saying? What God already has said. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
You don't have to come up with your own program. You don't have to come up with your own manner of speaking. What you need to do, what I need to do, is to speak the word that we've heard. Amen?
Amen.
We need to speak the word that we've heard. And there is a link, amen, between our believing and our speaking. If you and I are going to be truthful when we say, I believe God, then we have to speak up.
Amen.
Amen. Because if you believe, therefore you will speak.
Yes.
Amen. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Amen. So just so that we can see the link between saying and believing. Amen. Romans chapter 10. But even you know how we got saved, right? It said that if we do what?
Confess
with our mouth. And then what? And believe in our heart. Confession and belief go hand in hand. Amen? Confession and belief go hand in hand. I really do believe that's why you got to say I do when you get married.
Amen.
Amen? You can't send an email. You can't send a text message. You can't instant message the preacher. You got to open up your mouth and you have to say, I do.
Amen.
Otherwise, the state don't even believe that you're committed. You got to say something, amen.
Yes.
Well, look at this, amen. Let's look at verse number 13 in Romans chapter 10. It says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What does it say, though? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? So you see how this works? It says, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then it says, but how can you call on somebody if you don't believe in him? But then there's another question. But how can you believe on somebody if you haven't heard of them?
Yeah.
And how can you hear somebody unless somebody's preaching?
Yeah.
They got to be saying something.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So the preacher got to say something for you to hear something, so that you can believe something.
Yeah.
You see how it works? But here we go saying, well, I just believe in God. But you're not saying anything. I ain't going to say nothing to nobody. I'm just believing God for a house.
Right.
And you know how people are. They just want to come. They want to talk to you and stuff. You know? Yeah, people do do that.
Yeah.
But why are you worried about what people do?
Right.
Do what God told you to do. Right? If you believe Him, then you speak.
Yeah.
And you speak what he says.
Amen.
Amen. You speak what God says. You don't speak, amen, or hold back because you're afraid of what other people might try. People are always going to try to rain on your parade.
Yes, right.
There are haters all around you, amen. There are people in your family who are hoping that you fail. That's why I said it, because it's true.
Yeah.
There are people in your family who are hoping that you fail.
Yeah.
They know you're saved. They're hoping that life deals you a bad hand so that you can leave the church and come back to your old way of living. They're just hoping that that happens. Amen?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are people who are hoping that you fail. People on your job hoping you get fired.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Don't lose one minute of sleep on that.
Yeah.
Amen? The people are always going to be like that.
That's right.
But don't let that alter your conduct.
That's right.
Right? You still live by the word of God. Now watch this. We're going to turn to Proverbs 12 to see something. Amen. And God just wants us to be encouraged to understand something. It open our mouths. And don't be afraid to open your mouth. Amen. Don't be afraid to open your mouth. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 14. It says, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth.
Mm.
Do you see that? A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. We said this before here, amen. It's so important for us to understand. God gives us seed. And the seed is the word of God. That's the parable of the sower.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
The seed is the word of God. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we think is a seed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know how God made seed? To reproduce after its own kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he said in Genesis, amen, chapter 1. He said, I've given you seed to reproduce after its own kind. That's why orange seeds produce oranges.
Yeah.
Apple seeds produce apples. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
Grape seeds produce grapes. They don't produce something else because seeds were made by God to produce after its own kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything we say is a seed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So watch this then. If we speak negative things, mm-hmm. that's a negative seed.
Yes,
what is that seed going to produce? It's going to produce something negative.
Yeah.
Because seed reproduces after its own kind. That's why don't say, oh, I'm just saying that. I don't really believe that. I'm just saying. This is never going to work. If somebody corrects you, don't say that. Well, I'm just saying it. But I'm still here on it. I'm still working on it. But you already spoke a negative. You already planted a negative seed in the ground.
Yeah.
And you think something positive is going to come back from it? It won't. Seed reproduces after its own kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, what would happen if we speak forth godly things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you speak forth a godly thing, you will then bring godly things into your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not when you think them.
Yeah.
Right.
You gotta speak it. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. God's always looking for us to speak.
Yeah.
Huh? We got to speak the thing. So we got to be careful that we say the right things. It was the right thing. He has said that I may believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
You remember when Peter was on the rooftop in the book of Acts,
mm-hmm.
and he was in the trance, and God showed him all these animals that traditionally under the Jewish law were unclean.
Yeah.
And the Spirit of God said to Peter, arise, Peter, kill and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, not so, Lord, but I will never eat anything unclean. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And God said to him, what I have cleansed, mm-hmm. that call not thou common.
Yeah.
Remember he said that?
Right.
Right? What I have cleansed, that call not thou common. See, even telling Peter, look, if I've done something, you don't act opposite of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah, amen?
You don't act opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. If God declares something, who are you, who am I, who are we to say something different?
Right. Yeah.
If we're God's people, we should say what our Father says.
Yeah.
We should take after our Father. Amen?
Yeah.
You know, there was a time when kids used to want to imitate their father.
Mm.
They wanted to walk like him.
Right.
They, you know what I mean?
Right.
They put on his shoes to walk around the house.
Right.
You know how they would walk and be like that?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because the shoes were too big.
Yeah.
But they walk around the shoes because they wanted to be like their dad.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They kept wanting to be like Mike. You see what the world's done?
Yeah.
They want to change little boys. They want to be like Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be like Mike. My dad's name not Mike. I don't want to be like Mike.
Right.
I want to be like my dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And who's our Heavenly Father? Right? The Lord is our Heavenly Father. We want to be like Him.
Yeah.
And how are we going to be like Him? If He says something, I'm saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, huh? The Bible says that we are to walk as Jesus has walked in this earth. If Jesus walked a certain way, I want to walk the same. Isn't that why we're here?
Yes.
Isn't that why we come? Isn't this why we read the Word?
Yeah.
So we want God to change us so that we can be more like Him.
That's right.
So if God says something, and we need to say the same thing. Well, look what it says here. It says here that a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. So if you and I want good things in our lives, we need to speak forth good things.
Yeah.
And what better thing that we can speak forth than the word of God?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Proverbs 18. We see something similar there in verse number 20 of Proverbs 18. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And with the increase of his lips, shall he be filled. But you got to understand, this works either positive or negative. That's why verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Do you see how many times God is talking about fruit when it comes to our words? Right? Because our words are seeds, and seeds produce fruit. And he says, whether it's positive or negative, whether it's death or life, you're going to produce it if you sow it. And you know how you sow it? You sow it by speaking.
Yes.
So what do we want to do? We want to speak up, but we need to be careful and make sure we speak the right things.
Yeah.
And this is where we miss it. Because so many of us are very, very good at speaking the problem. And God wants us to speak the promise.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I talk to people and I tell you, damn it, do you want... You want to see me turn on my heels and walk away from you fast? Stand in front of me and speak nothing but problems.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to walk away from you.
Yeah.
Especially if I know you heard better and you've been taught better and you should know better. Amen? If you come up to me and you start saying things like, oh, man, they laying people off on the job and people are just after me on my job and, oh, man, gas prices are just going up and, oh, man. I'm telling you this, I'm going to give you a few minutes, but after that, that's all you got to say, I'm leaving. I don't want you contaminating me with that negative speaking that you got going on,
amen?
At some point, amen, you got to start speaking the promise, amen? I don't, listen, if you want to say, yeah, those people are after me on my job, but I'm not even worried about it, amen? Why? Because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'll stand right there and I say so, amen.
Yeah.
I'll stand right there and I'll believe. But if you're going to say, but they're just trying to get me and just going on and on about the problem, telling me how your roof is leaking and going on and on, amen. And then at the end, you just want to sprinkle some Jesus on. But I know God will supply all my needs. No, you need to be saying that boldly. You understand? We have to become better at speaking the promise instead of speaking the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many people in here got problems?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all got problems.
Yeah.
How many people in here got promises?
Amen. Bless the Lord.
That's right.
And guess what? I got more promises than problems.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, somebody.
I got more
promises than problems.
Yeah, right.
So then why are we speaking the lesser?
Yeah.
We should be speaking the greater. I got more promises than problems.
Yeah.
So know what I should be speaking? I should be speaking what I got more of.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Amen. But here we are. Got more promises than problems, but speaking problems. But not anymore, amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to speak up, and when we speak up, we're going to say the right thing. We're going to speak the promise.
Amen.
Amen. Is that what we're going to do?
Yes.
We're going to speak the promise.
Yes, yes.
We're going to speak the promise.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And speak the promise over your problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, God said that his word will not return unto him void.
Mm-hmm.
But it will accomplish that which he pleases, and it will prosper in the thing whereto it is sent. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Say it again, preacher.
Amen. My word, God says, will not return unto me void.
Right.
But it will accomplish, right? It will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereto it is sent. So if I speak the word and send it into my body, if I send it into my finances, if I send it into my home, it's going to prosper in the thing whereto it's sent. That's what God said.
That's it.
What about text message sin?
I don't know about that. Because you ain't saying nothing.
Right.
Exactly.
We got to say something.
Say the truth.
You got to speak that word. Now watch this. So God says, my word will not return unto me void.
Right. Yeah.
That's why you and I need to speak His word.
Right.
Because when we speak His word, we're sending it back to Him.
Yeah.
And God says, my word is not going to come back to me empty.
Yes. Right.
It's going to be fulfilled.
Yes. Right.
That's why if God says by the stripes, you are healed, and then you say by the stripes, you are healed, that word will be fulfilled in your life.
Right. Yes. Amen.
My word does not return unto me void. God says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, I watch over my word to perform it. Amen? And I have a picture in my head of God sitting on His throne, looking down into the earth and seeing where His word is being spoken.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen.
But He's watching over it to see where it's being spoken.
Yeah.
And when it's spoken, I gotta perform it.
Yeah.
I gotta perform it.
Yeah.
But here we are standing over there just holding it in our heart. He don't see nothing. Because it's gotta be spoken. It's gotta come back up to Him. Amen.
Yeah.
He don't see nothing coming back up. Amen. So when you say the word, it's coming back up. I gotta fulfill this thing. I gotta perform this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Preach it.
So what are you saying down here on earth? That's why I don't speak the problem. Speak the promise.
Yeah.
And allow God to fulfill it. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
So listen. So listen. Every area of your life. We all struggle in our health. By the stripes I'm healed.
Yeah.
That's what God said. So what do you boldly say that? Amen? That's what God has said. In Matthew, it says that Jesus took our infirmity and bare our sicknesses.
Yeah.
So what do you say? The same thing. I think probably all know, devil, you are a liar. Jesus took this infirmity on Calvary's cross.
Yeah.
When God said, I will bless your bread and water and take sickness away from the midst of you, know what you say when sickness tries to come in your house? You got to go.
Right. Amen.
God promised to take this sickness away from the midst of me.
Yes.
I hear something right now. Somebody said, well, I can't say that if I don't know it. That's the truth.
Amen.
But watch this, though. But you don't need to be dissatisfied. Why? Because that's why you read your Bible.
Yeah.
That's why we have to read our Bible. So that the Word can get in us.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. Don't sit there acting like you're all defeated because you don't know where the promises are. You Google everything on earth.
Amen.
You send Google to find out where the sales are. Somebody tell you that what's going on the internet, there's this dancing squirrel on the internet. You go home and Google the dancing squirrel so you can see what everybody's been laughing at.
Exactly.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You know I'm telling the truth. So how come you can't Google God's promises on healing?
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't tell me you don't know it. You can find it out.
That's
Google
right.
it if you God's promises on healing.
Yeah.
God's promises on prosperity.
Yeah.
God's promises on protection.
Yeah.
God's promise.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just Google it. Yeah. Scriptures on hope.
Yeah.
Scriptures on forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you can't get them.
That's right.
So even if you haven't been a student of the word, but you are now, amen. But you say, well, I don't know all those promises. Well, no one knows all of them. But go let God lead you to some of them.
Amen.
And maybe instead of sitting on there,
that's right. Yeah.
Posting on Facebook that you just ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you can take some of that time.
Uh-huh.
And Google a scripture.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And then start saying it out your mouth. I'm telling you this, glory to God. We have to rehearse the word out of our mouth. Remember what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait till Sunday or midweek to hear the preacher preach the word.
That's right.
You can hear it coming out of your own mouth.
Amen.
And you have control over that.
Yeah.
You can hear the word coming out of your own mouth every day.
That's right.
You can control how often you're hearing the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I don't care if you only have one scripture. Repeat that scripture. If that's what you're standing on, you repeat that scripture every day.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat that scripture every hour. And I'm telling you, your faith will come on that promise.
That's right.
Years ago, a preacher was preaching, and he said that there was this church in Africa where they had like 2 or 3 pages of the book of Matthew. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
2 or 3 pages.
Yeah.
That's all they had.
Yeah.
And every Sunday, the pastor of that church would preach from those 2 or 3 pages.
Wow.
Of the book.
Wow.
That's all they had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all you got? Then say that.
Amen.
So if all you have is one promise, say that.
Right.
If all you know is one thing that God has said about something, say that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And say that boldly. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
And your faith will come for that.
Yes.
Because this, it says what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
Watch this. But faith comes when you hear.
Mm-hmm.
But faith doesn't come to stay. Faith comes to be released.
Right.
Right? And so when faith comes, after you hear the word, now you got to release the word so that you can bring that promise from the spirit realm into your life.
Yeah.
Faith has to be released.
Yeah.
And so say it, amen. You declare your healing, amen. And there's all kinds of healing scripture. God gave us a healing outline with over 100 healing scriptures in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
You can say this over and over again. You speak the word. You speak up about your provision. Amen?
Amen.
I heard Brother James talking about provision, right? My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory.
Yes.
Say that. Say that as much as you can. Say that in the midst of a dwindling bank account.
That's right.
In the midst of a dwindling bank account, say, my cup runneth over.
That's right.
So what do we say? We say, I'm broke. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
What's the promise? My cup runneth over.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Yeah.
I shall not lack.
Yeah.
Right? You can say that in the middle of a dwindling bank account.
That's right.
But my bank account is dwindling. You speak those things that be not as though they were.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Is that scripture too?
Yeah.
Right? You speak things that be not as though they were. God never said to you, tell it like it is. That's what the world says.
Yeah.
I don't tell it like it is. I tell it like I want it to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Amen.
Good work.
You speak the promise. So you need something. Huh? I am young and now I'm old. Huh? But I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread.
That's right.
You ever heard that scripture before?
Yeah.
Of course you have, amen.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah.
Isn't that better than saying, I don't know where the money's going to come from? I have never seen the righteous forsaken. That's why it's good to know you're righteous and not a sinner saved by grace. Because now you know that scripture talks about you.
Exactly.
But if you think you're a sinner saved by grace, you wonder who the righteous are.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Amen? Even the scripture we had today for our confession, what it says? The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
Hmm?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and what? And all these things. What things we talk about? Houses and clothes and food and drink.
Yeah.
All these things will be added unto you.
Yeah.
Amen? I can't even go food shop, but I don't have any money. Devil is a liar. All these things shall be added unto me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How are you going to say that?
Right.
Boldly.
Boldly. Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Do you know the Bible speaks to every area of our life? Our health, our healing, our provision, our protection.
Yeah.
Let people talk about you. Let people do things. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Yeah.
Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Yeah.
Right? That's what God says. So you speak what God says. Amen?
Yeah.
1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me.
Yeah.
I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If you start saying that stuff, you hear a bump of the night, I shall not be afraid of the terror by night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm?
That's right.
But we got to say what God says. And when we do, I'm telling you, it transforms you. It brings you to a different state. Your mind gets renewed and you're filled with hope and with faith and with expectation. And now you don't walk around in the doldrums even though your outward situation hasn't changed yet. But as long as you stay on God's word, your outward situation is going to change. But changing God is always an inside-out operation.
Yeah.
You got to change on the inside before your outside changes.
Yeah, yeah, amen. Right.
Because when you change on the inside, you start saying some different stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Your self-esteem will rise when you say, I am the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
You may feel like the lowest thing on earth. You feel like you can play him on the curve. But you will say, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. Why can you say that? Because God has already said it.
Yeah.
So guess how you say it?
Repeat it back.
Boldly.
Boldly.
I am the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
You might just stop fighting. You walk out and go, that's okay. I'm the head and not the tail.
Yeah.
Amen? You just got knocked on your back and you still say, I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Amen? Oh, some things are coming against you. You go, what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Doesn't your spirit get quickened just hearing that?
Yes.
It does. Yeah.
And you can hear it anytime you want to if you would just speak up.
Yeah.
You say you're a believer. Well, believers do what? They speak. Mm. They say things. And they say it how? They
boldly.
Say it boldly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People telling you you're never going to succeed. You're never going to succeed. Because you weren't in your high school yearbook the person most likely to succeed. They just didn't know you.
Amen.
They didn't know the God you serve.
That's right.
Do you know that if you know God, you're not only most likely to succeed, if you keep walking with God, you're guaranteed to succeed.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Hmm?
Right.
You're guaranteed to succeed in God.
Yeah.
Not on your own, in God. God wants you to be prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
Makes people upset. People get all upset because, oh, here comes the preacher, talk about money. Look at him, got the suit on. Look at how car he got. Yeah, he prospering. But people in here, look at him, they're not prospering. Yeah, but see, the preacher's trying to help you to prosper by saying, say what God has said, say it boldly.
Yeah.
What if God said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even in your soul.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Huh? Psalm 35, it says that God delights in the prosperity of his servant.
Uh-huh.
How can he delight in something he don't want you to have? How can God delight in something that he don't want you to have? He said, I delight in your prosperity. And here's the thing. How many people want to please the Lord?
Amen.
I want to please the Lord. So guess what? I want him to take delight in my prosperity.
Amen.
I do not want to deprive him of delighting in my prosperity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope in the future.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's what I boldly say. So guess what? When I'm going through stuff, it seems like my future is bleak. I say, Lord, I know the plans you have toward me. Plans to prosper me and not to harm me.
That's
to
right.
Give me hope in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? That lifts my spirit.
Amen.
That lifts my spirit. Instead of saying, Lord, I don't have no business coming in. Do you know that some days I go into my office and the phone don't ring? Brother Les, you ever had some periods, amen?
Yeah.
Where the phone's not ringing? It seems like business is not coming? It seems like everybody done forgot your name?
Mm-hmm.
Forgot your phone number? You don't even exist? Oh, I did that. But you know what? I don't ever come home all sad. I come home sad? I don't come home sad. Why? I got a promise. And I say it. Say the promise in the midst of your struggle. You say the promise. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In the midst of your struggle, you say the promise. So look. Oh, the phone's not ringing? But God, he got a plan to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me hope for the future. Do you know what God said in the book of Isaiah? He said, I teach you how to profit and lead you in the way you should go.
Right.
So how can I run a business that's not profitable if the Lord's teaching me how to profit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? I didn't say that. He said that.
Yeah.
And so you know what I said? God, I thank you that you teach me how to profit.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to have a profitable day today.
Amen.
Isn't that better than going, sure, hope my phone rings? Isn't that better than that?
Yeah.
But you can't speak about money. Why not? God says, I gave you power to get wealth. Look it up, Deuteronomy 8:18. Yeah. I give you power to get wealth,
yeah,
that I may establish my covenant,
mm-hmm,
with you.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you know you got a covenant with God?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. We're covenant people. And God says, I give you power to get wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So know what you say? God, I thank you that I have power to get wealth.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that better than saying I'm broke?
That's right.
Isn't it?
That's
very much.
Mm-hmm.
We say what God says.
Yeah.
Don't call your children little knuckleheads. It pains me when I see young mothers in the store and in the mall calling their kids out their name. The Bible says your seed shall be
mighty
in the earth. It says great will be the peace of your children. It says God will contend with those who contend with you, and he,
yes,
will save your children. So what do you say? You understand? You need to be saying what? The same thing.
Amen.
So what are we going to do, church? Amen.
Amen.
We're going to speak up. Amen. We are going to speak up. And as we do, amen, we're going to see our lives change.
Amen.
Because God doesn't want us making some empty declarations. 2 weeks ago, we felt good about it. I believe God. And then, if we're honest, some of us went out there and started saying some negative stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We started speaking problems.
Yeah.
I don't know when my wife's going to change. I don't know when my husband's going to change. I don't know when my kids going to get their act together.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to buy any Christmas gift this Christmas.
Wow.
Come on, somebody.
So true.
Come on, somebody. I hope my car don't break down. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We don't have to say that.
Right.
And we convince ourselves that we just, well, this is what's happening. Don't speak what's happening. Speak what you want.
Yeah.
And more than that, speak what God says.
Yeah.
Because what God says is what he wants for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of you know what he wants for our lives is better than anything that even we would want?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
So listen, God has given us a simple message today, amen. Speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Every area of your life, you speak over it. Don't be silent, amen.
Amen.
And even speak over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to make other people better and you be better. I want my wife to get herself together. Now, what about this? Why don't you be a better husband?
Amen.
And, huh? And say something like this. I love my wife as Christ loves the church.
Amen.
Amen.
You should say that. It's not over there praying that God change your wife. And wife, you need to be saying, I submit unto my husband as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Hmm?
Yeah.
See, that one might go. You understand?
Yeah.
As Christina said, amen. She said amen to the other part. But do you understand though?
Yeah.
Amen. You want to work change in your life? Speak up.
Yeah.
And speak what God has already said. Don't conjure up stuff. Don't say new stuff. You don't got to say anything. It's already here.
Amen.
It's already here. But even if you don't know it, then read the Word. Research the Word. Go to the concordance. Look it up on the internet. God has blessed you with many resources to get the promises into your hands.
Yes, He did.
And once you get that, say it.
Amen.
I'm going to say this, then we're going to rise, we're going to pray, and we're going to have communion. But Lord, I just hear the Lord saying this. Some of us, I'm not looking at anybody, but some of us, I might be looking, I might even look at myself. Some of us pray the same thing every day. We have a formula. It's not necessarily bad. But, you know, we got a formula. You know, we pray for our family. We pray for people who got some issues at work, maybe. We pray for unsaved offers, that's our pain. We pray for finances. I know a lot of people are praying for finances.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You know, we pray for our problems. We pray for our church. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We just pray the same thing. Some of us, you know, we pray the same thing. Lord, we say things like this. You ever pray these blessing prayers? Bless them?
Bless them.
Bless them prayers? Lord, bless my brother today. And bless my pastor. Bless my co-workers. Yes, wait, bless them first. Don't bless them with anything. Just bless them.
Right.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with that.
Right.
But we can do better.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah,
but watch this. Everybody has a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you do this? Why can't you open up the Bible to Psalm 91 and say, Lord, I'm praying this over my family right now. You say, well, I don't know somebody. Open it up. Right? Right? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know you can pray psalms?
Yeah, yes you can.
Just take the psalm and pray that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Take the psalm, pray Psalm 23 over your family. Lord, I'm taking this psalm, and I'm taking every promise in Psalm 23 by faith on behalf of my family and myself.
Amen.
The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want.
Yeah.
He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't that better than a bless them prayer?
Yes.
Lord, bless my family. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Say what God says.
Yeah.
You got this Bible. Just open it up and start saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jesus said, the words I speak are spirit and life. Say what He says.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we believe God. What do, church? We speak.
Amen.
And how do we speak?
Boldly.
Yeah. And how can we do that? Because He has said, so we can boldly say. I want you, amen, I want you, God wants you to start making some confessions over your life, over your loved ones, over people you care about. Amen?
And your enemies.
And say what He says. Say what He says. Amen?
Amen.
And when you do that, amen, you now will be walking as a true believer because, amen, as the scriptures say it, amen, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Let us speak up. Amen?
Amen.
Rest on your feet with me. Amen. Let's pray together before we have communion. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to speak up. Amen?
Amen?
Father, we bless you right now for your word. We thank you, God, that you are encouraging us, oh God,
yes,
and even building us up in our most holy faith.
Yes.
We thank you, God, that we have made a declaration at the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
I believe God. And now, Father, you said if we believe you, we must open up our mouths and speak up. That we must speak with boldness what you have already declared.
Yes.
Father, every area of our lives, our health, our healing, our finances, our family, our provision, our protection, everything, God, you have already spoken to, Lord. And so, Father God, we're praying right now by the leading of your Spirit that you will lead us to the scriptures that each one of us needs to confess in the name of Jesus that we may see those promises come to pass in our lives. Father, we thank you right now, God, that you have not left us to our own devices, but God, that you have given us your word, and your word is forever settled in heaven. Father, it is my prayer that your word will now be settled in our heart, that we may speak it forth with boldness and with confidence, and that we may see the word of God come to pass in our lives. Father, we rebuke silence right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you have declared there is no such thing as a silent believer. If we are believers, we shall open up our mouths and speak. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so, Father, we declare that we will begin saying the things that you have already said, that we may see the promises of God come to pass in our lives. Father, we thank you right now. Our lives shall never be the same.
Thank you.
We shall speak forth the word of God.
Yes.
We shall speak it boldly.
Yes.
And Father, we shall see it come to pass in our lives because, Father, we count you faithful. And we know that if you said it, you will do it. And for that, we give you praise.
and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name.